AP News, I'm Ben Thomas.
Be advised, the entire Key Bridge has now collapsed into the water. Proceed with caution.
Baltimore City Fire Dispatch from Broadcastify. Sagamagani has more.
One official calls it a mass casualty event. Baltimore's mayor says it looked like something out of a movie. The Francis Scott Key Bridge snapped and plunged into the Patapsco River. Crews rescued some people from the chilly waters. It's unclear how many more might still be there.
Maryland's governor says the ship's Mayday call enabled officials to limit traffic on the bridge before the crash. Julian Carter is a structural engineer in Britain. He tells Sky News.
Many of these structures, and we have similar ones in the UK, that they're actually quite simple in concept and what we call the articulation, but they're very weak at certain points. And a ship collision is quite complex because as a ship impacts, it changes shape.
In other news, things are looking bleak for negotiations over the Israel-Hamas war. Charles Deledesma has the latest.
Hamas has rejected the latest ceasefire proposal, accusing Israel of ignoring its core demands, which include an end to the war and a full withdrawal from Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to press ahead with Israel's offensive, blasting a UN Security Council resolution calling for a pause to the fighting. Netanyahu says the resolution had emboldened Hamas to reject the ceasefire proposal. I'm Charles Deledesma.
A Moscow court has ordered Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich to remain in jail on espionage charges until at least late June. The 32-year-old U.S. citizen has spent nearly a year behind bars. The Supreme Court's hearing arguments in its first abortion case since overturning the constitutional right to an abortion 2 years ago. At stake, the ease of access to a medication used in nearly two-thirds of all U.S. abortions last year. This is AP News. The Conference Board says consumer confidence is holding steady despite concerns about high prices and less optimism about the short-term future. What are stocks up to today?
I'm Seth Zutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are ticking higher on Wall Street, holding near their record levels. The S&P 500 was up 0.3% in the first hour of trading Tuesday. The benchmark index set its latest all-time high last week. The Dow rose 33 points. That's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite was 0.5% higher. Krispy Kreme jumped 20%. The company announced a deal where McDonald's will sell its donuts across the country. Trump Media and Technology Group soared 40%. It's the first day of trading under the ticker symbol DJT for the company that controls former President Donald Trump's social media company, Truth Social. Treasury yields were relatively steady in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
And China's filed a complaint at the World Trade Organization over U.S. subsidies for electric vehicles. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.